see them around here, as I recall.
Okay. The parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes on, those would be called the...
Well, that's a hoof in the pastern, just above.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute, I used to know if it was in the army, I'd learn all the parts of a horse's hoof, but that wasn't colloquial. The pastern, of course, is right behind the hoof.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down on the ground,
mm-hmm.
soft soil. But a hoof is what hoof fight, if it's a good farrier, he puts a shoe carefully on the hoof and doesn't get a nail gets in the pastern where you got a lame horse.
Mm-hmm. If you're talking about all four of them, you'd say the horse has all four, what?
Sometimes you put the hoofs only on the front feet. Now, the artillery, we frequently left the hoofs off the pine feet because the front feet got the...
word for all of them.
What's that?
The word for all of them.
All 4 feet?
Hooves.
Hooves, yeah. It behooves.
We don't say hoof.
Yeah.
We do say hooves. We say hoof and we say hooves.
Hooves, that's right. Hoofs. No, we don't say... Jay, I never said hooves in my life. Did you?
Yeah, I say hoofs and hooves.
But didn't you always say, tell the blacksmith, Jones, Abner Jones, put new shoes on the front hoofs? I'd probably say front feet.
Mm-hmm. What about?
I'd say hoofs, I think. He is correct. Is hooves a good word, Virginia? I don't know. I said hoofs.
Did we talk about hogs at all? You said you didn't. You all never kept any here.
No. Now Miss Cumming probably kept some out in Golden Camp, didn't you, Virginia?
Yeah, but I don't know
any better. You'd have to go out and quill the tails. No, we didn't keep any. Oh, we kept your chickens and cows.
Uh huh. What do they call those big teeth? The
tushes.
Tushes, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've read that. I don't use it. I mean, of the hog,
uh-huh.
the boar,
uh-huh.
Caledonian boar, killed men. I think they call them tushes. Tushes is correct. I don't think I've ever used the word, but we didn't raise any hogs or pigs or shoot.
Uh-huh.
Shoots a little.
So you know those two words from reading, more or less, huh?
The two words what?
Tushes and tusks, that's from your reading, not from...
Yeah, we didn't keep any. Well, I'd have a case to go out in the country, down the mountains, but it wasn't a routine life.
The thing that they throw the food in for a hog, they call that a...
Put the food in?
Yeah.
For the hog, I don't know, because for the horse, as a manger.
Trough.
What? Trough, yeah.
Okay.
It's trough, too.
I don't think we call it. I think about the back in the stable. Food box. I put the oats in the feed box, and the hay would be in a hay rick. Uh-huh. Now, where the manger is, I don't know. If our Lord was born, for us, I don't know whether he's in the hay rick or feed box. But the way the men in the church have a little, like a bookcase, you know, with hay in it, that's called a manger. I think the Renaissance painters painted that. Now, what a manger was, 4 B.C., I don't know.
But if you had more than one trough, you'd have what?
I have two troughs. I have two troughs, I guess.
Okay.
Not going to be troughs, if that's your name.
Okay. Let me see. Then chickens, the place where'd you keep your chickens?
In the backyard. There was a coop. As I recall, we had a chicken coop, and also a little chicken ran wild over the backyard. I think it's called a coop, by the way.